Az Yashir, then the Jews sang. All right. What?
I think a parasha.
I think a parasha is very appropriate. Okay. All right, we are on page Kuf Pei Zayin, the last paragraph. Correct? Yes, I'm getting it right. Okay, last time we had a very nice shot in Ozi Vizimras Ka. The Ka is when it's not a full time of Rachamim. Even then, Ozi Vizimras Ka. Okay, now we're up to Vimshichu Barayin Haloz. The Oz Yashir continues with the thought, Zek Keli, Lashon Kel, Mayra Achazit Fitkifus. The many names of God, each has its own meaning. Kael is a sign of chayzik v'tkifus, of strength. B'yachaylas lasis kol mashe b'rtzaynai. V'ayinu shu hui yizbarach osi imanu dvarim shu l'mayla v'hasagaseinu v'havanaseinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu did with us things that were beyond our comprehension, beyond our expectations. L'chein ve'anveyu. Hini reisalaivdai b'yifanofa v'yotha. Okay, we say Zekeli ve'anveyu. At the Amsuf, they said anveyu, so he's going to bring two pshatim. One pshat is, we learn hiddur mitzvah from Zekeli ve'anveyu. The idea that it's a mitzvah to do a hiddur mitzvah. What has it got to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? So I'll explain. Why is it to do Kriyas Yamsuf hiddur mitzvah? So let's see. Hindi writes alive day above enough if he yafo, biru chazal, ve'anveyu, esnoa lofana b'mitzvahs.
Before you speak about it.
What do you mean?
The more you speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim,
why does that have more to do with Hiddur Mitzvah than the Matan Torah or the Man or anything else?
Because we know Pesach night for sure, there's a Sesipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're saying here is that itself is the greatness. That the more you speak about it, Zekeli Vandeyu.
It's true. Come out with a sapa. Harry's a meshuvah. That's true. But
the Kriyas Yam said that was pure ahava.
Pure ahava. Greatest ahava. That's a theme that we have. That when Klal Yisrael, they were panicked at the Yam Suf. Why did they panic? They weren't sure why Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. It was because God loves Klal Yisrael. Because Hashem promised the others. There's a big tzad to say. That look, it says Vayiskar Hashem is Barisai. So maybe he was very disappointed with the Jewish people, and he had to take him out. So he took him out. But who said that there's any Ava? Maybe once he promised, he did what he promised. He took them out. So no guarantee that nothing will happen to them once they get out. So Kriyas Yamsuf showed it was Megala on everything before that it was done by Ava. And that's why Kriyas Yamsuf was a greater sign of Ava than Mitzrayim itself. We say it to say the night that in Mitzrayim it was an etzba and in Yamsuf was a hand. It was five times as much. So the reason we're saying that is this point that when you do Ba'ava with complete Ava, then it's limitless. The whole idea was to show Ava. That's why the Bizus Hayam was also greater than the Bizus Mitzrayim. If it was great, if Mitzad Hashem, Mitzad the Jews, it wasn't so great. Mitzrayim, they didn't want. Moshe had to beg them to take it. They said, let's just get out, we don't need it. By Yamsuf was the reverse. By Yamsuf, they had to pull them away from the money. You know, in Mitzrayim, they had no money. Moshe Rabbeinu said, get more. All right, we don't need it. Once they were wealthy, then they couldn't pull them away.
They couldn't pull back.
There's a line of some Seif. He says, Mebizas Mitzrayim, they made the Mishkan. Mebizas Yamsuf, they made the Egel. He says, whether it means it physically or in concept, that's what he says. But anyway, it's true that the Kriyas Yamsuf was a sign of extra Ahava. And that's why the Shira followed. Okay, let's see what he says here, Befan Veil. So he brings the Gemara in Nazir Daf Beis, which appears elsewhere as well. I'll make a beautiful Sefer Torah and wrap it in an appropriate mantle. The to show that a person feels an einig in mitzvahs Hashem. V'hine, besugis mitzvahs lav lahen is nitnu pirish Rashi. The idea is that mitzvahs are not given for hanoah. If you blow shofar with Yisrael, no, it's mitzvahs are not given for hanoah. Pirish Rashi, loy lahen is nitnu Yisrael, yes kiyumam lahem hanoah. Torah is given as an obligation. So he shows that he's not doing it reluctantly. If you do it reluctantly, you do it yaitzin tzazag. But if you do it happily, then you do more. We're happy with Hashem's yoke. Now, what he's saying here is that when you do something more than you're obligated, that shows ava. Anytime a person does what he has to do, it doesn't show ava. When a person does a little more than he has to do, it shows that there's ava, that there's a ratzin. And that's human nature.
The fact is that we know the mitzvahs that you're not mechuyev in, and you do it. We say that
Taisa says, because there's a bigger Yetzirah, I think on Kiddushin, on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, I'm going to learn tonight, it brings that idea. It's just a bigger Yetzirah, but actually, any time you do something in a home for your wife, you do something for a friend, well, if you do what you have to do, it doesn't really show Ahava. You have to do it, but when you do something more than you're obligated to do, that somehow it's more meaningful. That's the way it is. Aval unkelis tirgum al pi hadrush upirish van veyu anupshat. Okay, van veyu, everyone knows the pshat of hisnalafan of mitzvahs. Targum says van veyu va avni le migdisha. You hear this? Zekeli van veyu, I will build for him a nova. I will build for him a home. Veloshen nova ubeis dira. That's Targum Strat. What in the world does it have to do with Kriyas Yamsuf? I don't know, it's hard to know. So he brings a beautiful Pshat from Shav Shofal Hirsch. Apidake Befarish Mora and Rosham Shofal Hirsch. Pirish Mekairi, an original Pshat. Va'anveyu Shani Ba'atzmi Eyaloi Lebeis HaMikdash. You hear this Pshat? Anveyu, I will be a place where Hashem resides. Ani Eyya Mokam Dira L'Shchina. So we have three Pshatim in Zekeli Anveyu. It's not a fun of a mitzvah, and I'll build a base of English, and I myself will be a base of English. Okay, so that's Zekeli Vanveil, Lekeveramel. Next pasuk. Hashem Ishmul Chama, Hashem Shemai. So he explains, Hashem Midas Arachemim. Gam Bishosh, who is Baruch Ishmul Chama, even when Hashem Baruch is doing battle, Hashem does it with Midas Arachemim. Vatom Tamishum, Hashem Shemai. Not that the God of mercy suddenly became a God who destroys. How do you understand this? That Hashem, Kriyas Yamsuf, I understand this, but Yamsuf was Rachamim. But the drowning of the Egyptians was also Rachamim. Yeah, it was also Midas Rachamim. It was Midas Hadin, no? Says Midas Rachamim, I don't know. I guess you could do things for one of two reasons. If someone beats up your child, so you go and you punish the person. So either you could do it because of Midas HaDin, you're angry at the person, or you could do Midas Rachamim because you love your child. I guess it could come from two sources. I'm not sure which is better, but it seems that coming from Rachamim is better. For Rael is Abedivir Rabbi Yechanan, might exiv. Right, it says in the pasuk that we're going to learn that they didn't come to Mitzrayim and the Yiskai Israel didn't reach each other a whole night. The Mitzrayim also Ma'aseh Yodai. And it's hard to explain why it's Midas HaRachamim, but they're also Ma'aseh Yodai. What?
Can't understand it.
I can't understand it, but he says, Amna kind of ben shayel. Il malchei marav. If the Malachim were told, don't say Shira, Machshah Kadosh Baruch Hu Racham Echanun, Kaviyachal Mitzdar Adan HaMitzriyim, if Kaviyachal, Hashem says, don't say Shira, because the Mitzrim are dying. Ech Omru Yisrael Shira, Masi Adoshal Kadosh Baruch Hu Shatavu B'yam. It's good kasha.
Yeah.
Right? How could they say Shira? If Malachim can't say Shira, why could Jews say Shira?
They got saved.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They got saved.
They got saved. As he's going to say a thing. I once heard that from Victor Miller. He said, he asked this kasha, and he said, if he went to Alto Slobodka, he said that to say Akaras HaTov, that there's no cheshbon is not to be Makar Tov. And you got saved, so there's no cheshbon not to say. Reminds me of the morale on the Haggadah. It says, Kol Marbe L'Saper is a Meshubach. But the Gemara says, that when you say, okay, I'll go to Gibeva Naira, you have to stop. You know, you can't just keep on adding praise. So he asks, how can you say, call him Arbala Sape? So he says the same idea, that when it comes to Akaras HaTov, a person has to come from the person. It has to be, something that flows from the person.
If you're against the death penalty,
I guess it depends where it comes from. Two people could be for the same thing. One person says Rachmanis on the criminal. One person says Rachmanis on the victim. So the one who has Rachmanis on the criminal holds one way. The one who has Rachmanis on the victim has the other way. It's a hard balance. It's always a hard balance. It's not a simple balance.
I remember the cat and the mice.
Yeah.
Chaim said the difference between the lady who doesn't like the mice and the cat is that the lady wishes the mice weren't here, that I wouldn't have to get them. The cat is happy the mice is here, so he can go and get them. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it could come the same exact thing, it could come from two places. Shol was Merachim Allah. Misplaced Rachman. So he says a different terrace. This is a theme that he writes about in many places. It's interesting. Here he writes, we'll be up to, in the bottom paragraph on the first column, Kopeches, Omno Kana Ben Shoyla, Malchi Morim Leinir Shusla Mishirim, Akhash Baruch Rach Machanun, Kavyachal Mitzdar Lavdan HaMitzriyim. Kavyachal Hashem says, don't sing on the death of the Mitzriyim. Eich Omru Yisrael Shira Amasi Yadosh Akhash Baruch Rach Tovah Biyam. It says, be, Yemei Hayosi be Yeshiva. When I was in Yeshiva, it was in Mir, right? Hisberli Echad, someone told me, Layadani Mishmei Dinafshe, Mishmei Degavarab, I don't know where this part originated from. Sheidinu Chazal, Shei Malach Oisishne Shlichus Shluchu Yais Bevasachas. An angel is not capable of two Shlichasim. Vizel Bechlav Ragleim Regal Yeshara, Yecheskel Aleph. We're going to Yecheskel Aleph tonight. We finished the second half of Yecheskel. Tonight we're starting the first. So in the vision, the regel of the Malachim is one regel. K'vay kein eni yachol estakel begvuras Hashem mishnei devarim hepcheim bebasachas. A Malach can't have two hasagas of Hashem simultaneously. Chaim b'rois ha-Malachim neis kriyas yamsuf ha-yakoshalem lahasig. When they saw kriyas yamsuf, it was hard for them to understand. Masha avoid rishom rina. It doesn't go together, the joy and the sadness that Ma'asei Yadav Hashem had to be destroyed. Mashenkim b'nei Adam. B'nei Adam, people. This is Rav Schwab's theme in many places, that a Malach could only do one Shlichus at a time. But a human being has to be capable, has to be a Bar Shnei Shlichus Ba'adadi. You have to be able to do two things simultaneously, even though they're in a sense contradictory. To be mitzdar on that Ma'asei Yodei Tov HaMiyam, and to be joyful that Klal Yisrael was saved. Mashiach came to the Yodim, Shechayim Lasi Shnei Pulois Negdiyos, A human being can have two shlichus together, two opposite feelings. Who adin she'ef shalem etzad echad etztaro mashe nidainu nivram etzel malakim limachis me'al ha'adama. To have tzar on the death of the mitzrim etzad echad ef shalem l'smayach b'mishkodesh baruch hu ma'abir rishab she'adeh zeh yizkal lo yizkadesh k'vay ma'achu shamayim ba'ayimu. Akein ha'yim b'kach v'nei yisrael lo'y mishira. I don't remember. I know over the years that other things were answered with that. I just don't, not remembering at the moment other things that were answered with the idea. But the concept that a human being has to be a bar shnei shlichus b'hadadi, in a way, it comes up. It comes up. Everybody who's an oval is at the same time an oval. He's mechuyev to be sad. He's mechuyev to be master kol avasadin.
Also, it makes two brachos.
By Levaya, your person makes two brachas. He makes a shechion on Yerusha and a dynamis on the death. So, Taka is the biggest.
It's a lot more incapable of saying Shira when. It's if they in Rishus. It doesn't sound like.
No, they have no Rishus to say Shira because they don't feel the Maisi Adetav and Biyam. It's not shy for them to have both. If you can't have both, that's why Elam is just to say Shira, because they're not at the same time capable of feeling the Tsar. That's what it means. The, Reb Tzadik writes about a Malach, that we picture a Malach having wings and a foot and whatever it is. He says the Malach is really just the Hashem's Ratzon happening. It's the Ratzon Hashem happening. So you can't have two Malachim with the same Shlichus, because then there's the same Malach. It's the same Ratzon Hashem happening, so what does it mean two Malachim? And a Malach can have two shlichasim, because then it's two kaviyach, two ritzayinis of Hashem. So Malach, by definition, is one concept, is one idea. Anyway, also sigul Yisrael Hashem Shemai, apishah, makavais parim v'chel yar v'yam, yardu m'sayles kamayevim, v'omri yimin chashem nedari b'akayach, hainu yimin ha'mayra amidus ha'rachimim l'Yisrael, hihi yimin chashem teratzayev. Like God had two right hands at this time. That he was saving Klai Yisrael, destroying the Ayev. I see how you mean, man Yishlo Mitzrayim. Hapurnes Gamkein Anid Sarachmin, Vishav Samar Chazal Perke Yavis, Sar Nisna Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, Behem Hema Eser Makais, Shamakais La Mitzrayim Hoi Bechla HaNisim Li Yisrael, Shemakayim Vida Sarachmin. Okay, so this is our part. I'm going to do the next piece on the Shira Seyam, and then we'll move on. Next week, only Tuesday. I have a couple of weddings on Monday. On Thursday.